Okay, either I can use the one from Mannequin or I can use the one from Transformers.
You have chosen wisely.
I know.
No, every time I think of Mannequin, I think of that that song by
Starship.
Starship, yeah.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought of. Nothing's gonna stop us now. Oh
Yeah,
God.
thank
Yeah.
you. Spectre General is so much better than that
Yeah,
song.
obviously. Welcome to episode 87 of Pixels in the Animation. I'm, of course, TFG1 Mike. Joining me is TV's Mr. Neil.
Nothing's gonna stand in our way.
That'll come later. That'll come way later. That's at the end of the episode. Yes, that's right.
Yep.
You know, last week, Cup never saw anything like this before, and this week we've got Spectre General coming in later for a special performance, so there's that. Oh God, recently, what was it that I re oh I said something on a podcast that is yet to be edited or online or whatever else. I recorded something and oh, I know what it was. I was teasing over on the podcast organization without a cool acronym podcast, the Phineas and Ferb podcast, that we were going to get to the Phineas and Ferb special Summer Belongs to You, and in that they have Clay Aiken and Chaka Khan, and I told my co-host Michael Wilson, I said, join us next week when we have special guests Clay Aiken and Chaka Khan. He's like, really? I'm like, no. Like, no, I don't think so. I don't think that I can get Kevin Conroy fairly easily, but I don't think I can get Clay Aiken and Chaka Khan.
And what a combo.
I know, right? All right, this week we got five more episodes of Sonic. We start off with Robotnik's rival. Robotnik and a rival named Quark Rex, okay, try to cooperate in capturing Sonic. However, Sonic tricks them into becoming enemies, and they try to outdo each other. The Sonic Says segment is all about cheating and how bad cheating is. Don't cheat, anybody. Cheating is not good. Yeah. So we have a cross between Scrooge McDuck and something else for Quark. I don't know what the hell. Oh, this is such a bad. I'm just going to say Quark Rex is a cross between Scrooge McDuck and Dr. Bushroot from Darkwing Duck.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the sad thing is that voice actor recently passed
I was
away
gonna
a
say,
couple.
I don't want to bring the topic down. But...
yeah. Robotnik's rival. It's fun. I laughed at it, but and it's better than Last Resort, which ended last week's episode of the podcast. But it really, when they set up his evil twin. That was better. That was a better story than this was.
Right.
This is just some little upstart evil genius that wants to, you know, fill Robotnik's shoes. And that's, I don't know. What did you think of this one? Did you like this one or no?
I thought it was kind of funny. I thought the funny part was them being friendly with each other and Sonic trying to get them to turn on each other and
yeah.
Clearly, they were trying to double cross each other, but they would always make up anyway.
Yeah.
Like when they pulled guns on each other and, oh, it must have been a mistake, and they undo the funny things that the guns do to each other. I mean, that kind of stuff I thought was funny.
Yeah. And all I can think of is, I like to do my killing before breakfast. I like to do my killing after breakfast from Back to the Future 3. That's all I can think of with the guns. Mm-hmm. And the shootout and all that. Yeah, I mean, this one is a good episode starter for today, but it's not the best episode for today. It's, you know, right around middle ground. I think it's interesting bringing in a rival for Robotnik to... It's kind of like when you have, like, the Joker and Lex Luthor team up or something, and then obviously Robotnik and Quark are a lot dumber than the Joker and Lex Luthor, but... Because Sonic was so easily able to manipulate them. But
yeah, what this needed is for the other character to be just as notorious as Robotnik, because he just comes in and it's like, who the hell is this guy?
Yeah.
So it'd be funnier if it was like Bowser or some other... If it was like a video game crossover and you have two villains teaming up and they have this kind of relationship where they're trying to outdo each other.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been good. I'll give it a 3, though. It's middle ground at best. What about you?
Yeah, I'll give it a 3.
All right. It is time, folks, because we are not going to hassle the Hoff. It's time for the magic hassle.
Oh, my God.
Coconuts acquires a magic wand and magical gadgets from Wes Weasley. Wes Weasley is back. Yeah. Obviously, Coconuts does this after agreeing to forward all payments to Robotnik.
That was good.
That was really good. And attempts to master them. Meanwhile, Robotnik tries to change Sonic-themed Mobium banknotes into Robotnik banknotes in the Mobius Mint. Oh, yeah, the money. That's what the PSA was. It's all about money. The Mobius Mint. Oh my God, a twelve dollar bill. A $6 bill and a $12 bill. I mean, I know there are $1, $2, and $3 bills. Obviously, we've got $5 bills, $10, $20. But it's like, do we really need a dollar bill for every single denomination? Oh my God. And then he's mad because Sonic is more popular than he is. Well, of course Sonic is going to be more popular than you. You're trying to take over this place and Sonic is trying to save it. Who's, you know, come on now. I did like the return of Wes Weasley because I love that voice actor. Whoever does his voice, I love Wes Weasley. And poor Coconuts. That guy never gets a break.
Right.
So there's one other thing before you talk about your stuff that I noticed, and I'm sure you noticed it too. When Coconuts has the bad luck thing, the bad luck device or whatever, and he goes to test it and he shoots the bird, I swear to God, that's Sonny the Cocoa Puff bird.
Yeah.
What were you thinking on this one?
Kind of funny. Yeah, I do like what's that weasel's name?
Wes Weasley.
Wes Weasley. Yeah, I do like him. That sort of... I still cannot think of what voice that is, because I've heard a lot of voice actors do that voice.
Mm.
And eventually I will find out what that is. But yeah, it was just another one of these episodes where... you have a henchman, like, almost succeeding, but, like, there's always that one little thread that gets pulled and it unravels. And that's a good source for humor. So, yeah, that was, that made it a pretty good episode.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it. I thought it was funny. I thought, putting Coconuts in the lead was a good idea. Because it's not often that Coconuts gets to, have his own episode. I mean, for the most part, he's regulated to just being a third wheel on, with Scratch and Grounder.
Yeah, he's the He's the Wizzo to Scratch and Grounders, Bozo and Cookie.
Wow.
That's a poll.
Wow, dude. That's, yeah. Oh, good Lord. Yeah, I'm actually, while I'm thinking about this, I'm trying to find Wes Weasley. Oh, Michael Donovan did the voice for Wes Weasley in this.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And, ooh, we'll talk about her a little bit later, but Venus Terzo is Breezy. I forgot that Venus was Breezy. And, of course, Ian James Corlett is Coconuts. But yeah, the Magic Castle, I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. I could be wrong. Yeah, I enjoyed this episode so much, I gave it a 4. What about you? Yeah.
Give it a 3.5.
All right, cool. Yeah, it's a pretty good episode. So, Sonic the Matchmaker is the next episode, and...
Yes.
Oh, boy. Robotnik pursues Breezy and Robotnik Jr. in order to find out why they betrayed him with the intent of building a perpetually loyal robot wife. In a subplot, Jr. is in love with Breezy and enlists Sonic help in wooing her. The Sonic Says segment was all about playground safety, which has nothing to do with the episode. All right. So, yeah, Robotnik and the Bride of Frankenstein. Okay, then. I think the subplot in this episode was better than the Robotnik plot. Because how many times have we seen the Frankenstein trope?
Mm-hmm.
I mean... And again, we get, you know... I was never expecting any of these characters... I was never expecting to see Breezy and Junior again after their... respective episodes. I was just never
What is it with these characters coming back all of a sudden? It's like all of a sudden within the last 5 or 6 episodes we have return characters.
Yep. I mean, in this case, I don't mind it because, like I said, I like Junior and I like Breezy when she's being good, and the whole thing with the two of them in this episode I think was really nice and sweet and all that happy crap. What did you think of Sonic the Matchmaker?
It's all right. This was an episode I watched a week ago, so I might be a little rusty on it, but I liked it well enough that I wrote down that I'm gonna give it a 3. That's about all I can say about it, because
well, like I said, you've got Robotnik's plot of Bride of Frankenstein, and you've got, you know, the whole plot of Breezy and Junior wanting to woo Breezy, and because she was so infatuated with Sonic and all this and all that. And in the beginning of this, she doesn't even give Junior, like, Junior sits there and tries to impress her. He saves her once or twice, and she doesn't even give him the time of day whatsoever because she still wants to, you know, speed off somewhere with Sonic. And by the end of it, she realizes that, you know, it would since she's a robot and Junior's a robot, why not have robot on robot love? I mean, you know, I mean, if Optimus Prime and Alita One can do it, come on now.
That put an image in my head that I didn't need there.
I could have said Hot Rod and RC.
That's not better.
It's not supposed to be better. If you want to go really PC with it, we could say that Springer sprung the hot rod in her. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, like these Transformers.
A new use for the Target Master mode.
Wow.
This is getting expensive.
Gun is digging into my hip. Oh, God. It's pretty good, folks, if we can work in Transformers and Ace Ventura references in one episode of this show. Oh, my God. Oh. All right. So we're both going to give Sonic the Matchmaker a 3. It was not bad. I enjoyed it, but I did not. I don't feel like it's super middle ground, but it really is because you have two competing plots. If these were two separate episodes, they may have gotten like if the two plot like the Bride of Frankenstein plot was one episode and then the Breezy and Junior thing was one episode, they might have gotten a higher grade. Yeah, but
I think that's kind of why it didn't stick with me is because normally you have an A story and a B story, but this is like two A stories ramming into each other, so it doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't make it bad. It's just kind of middle of the road.
Yep. All right. Up next, we've got Tales Prevails. Oh my god. So apparently it's Sonic's birthday, and apparently Sonic's birthday is on a Tuesday this year. I can't believe I said that with a straight face. Tails builds a flying bicycle, realizing Tails' potential with mechanics. Professor von Schlemmer, who is returning, I believe, invites Tails to be his research assistant, but then Robotnik captures and impersonates him to get Tails to build his latest anti-sonic weapon. The PSA was all about boredom and, you know, use your imagination, kids. Imagination these days has gone out the window.
Yeah.
But Tails Prevails. Again, I like this episode. I think it's kind of cool. I wish Tails wasn't so stupid to fall for the trick, but I understand why they had him do it.
Well, I think stupidity and comedy goes hand in hand. It's inconsistent with Tails, though.
Yeah.
Because Tails really isn't that stupid. He's kind of like Bugs Bunny as a kid. He just kind of he knows what's going on. He's very aware, and he uses that to get the better of the two stupid robots.
That's very true. If he was a little bit smarter and a little bit snarkier, I'd almost say he's Buster Bunny.
I mean, this would be like Bugs Bunny falling for a trick by Elmer Fudd.
I know.
Or Wile E. Coyote.
And now all I can think of is, out of sheer honesty, don't you have anything to say? Out of sheer honesty?
I would just love a duck dinner. don't make me want to watch better cartoons.
Don't worry, after we're done with this, we're going to watch better cartoons.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to shoot them now or wait till you get home? Oh, God. But like I said, I did very much enjoy Tails Prevails. I think it's a good episode. It's a nice little character builder for him. Again, we see a returning character in the Professor, so that was cool. I'll give it a 3.5. Any other final thoughts and rating from you?
I'll give it a 3. It was I like the premise. Anytime a character impersonates another character badly is kind of a funny moment. It just shouldn't happen to Tails. That's more something that Scratch and Grounder would fall for.
Yeah, that's very true. Oh, Scratch and Grounder. Good lord. There was one thing, that one line that I love from Grounder. We fall out of trees all the time. It's funny. All right, folks, finally up today in episode 87, we have Zubotnik. An intergalactic huntress captures various citizens of Mobius and falls in love with Robotnik during her visit. The Sonic Says segment was all about wildlife. You folks may want to skip to the end of this podcast, because even though we do have a explicit rating, this is going to get really explicit, so you've been warned. Because holy crap. Like, we both love sexy girls, obviously, but Jesus, she is like... She reminds me of Maxima from Superman the Animated Series, or yeah. Roxy Rocket, or... Oh my god. Like, this is a kid's cartoon. I can't believe they put that character, the way she looks, in this cartoon.
Well, she could have been a little, I think she's toned down. I mean, I could think of ways to make her far, far sexier.
Okay, well, like, there's several, and I wish I would go back and screenshot them, but I'm too lazy to do that. There are several shots of her wrapped around Robotnik, or where she has his head between her legs and things like that. Did you not see that?
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, I was just making sure. Yeah, so I mean, there are plenty of things in this cartoon that make her sexy. Is there anything that could make her sexier? Sure, but what I found interesting was her design change when her tone shifts. Like when she's super sweet and whatever and she wants to be sexy to him, she's all feminine-like, but yet when she, you know, gets angry towards him, she almost hulks out like she's on steroids and she looks like a really, really bad female bodybuilder. So I think at this point, we need to talk about the fact that apparently nothing's going to stand in Sonic's way.
Right.
Not robot fish, not Sharkticons, nothing.
Nope. No Quintessons, no nothing. And so the after Catella or whatever her name is, she comes in, does all this stuff, you know, basically forces Robotnik into a wedding. Sonic comes in, and actually this is where the team-up kind of happens, even though Robotnik doesn't really realize it, but Sonic is coming in to save him. What I cackled, so I don't know why I did this, but I cackled so loudly when he brings Tails in and Tails is doing the organ. And the expression the animators put on Tails' face every time he's doing the organ, it's like this really evil smile. And I'm like, oh my god, Tails is a villain? No! And apparently Sonic called Mama Robotnik. It seemed like a good idea at the time. And, of course, you know, you get to the point in the wedding, does anybody have any objections? And this is where Mama Robotnik comes in. And Mama Robotnik and the zoo huntress get into a giant, giant fight. And at one point in this fight, Mama Robotnik Rikishis this chick.
Gives her the stink face. She kind of does, because the huntress, or she does this thing where her body just basically turns into like a big heart that mm-hmm. that has her face right yeah. there, and that's where her butt was, so she gave her the stinky face.
Yeah, absolutely. And then at the end of the episode, she's like, oh, the wedding's off, I don't need a mother-in-law like that, and yada yada yada. Oh god, what did you think of this one?
Pretty funny. I liked yeah, it.
This was really funny. Absolutely loved it. I'm gonna give it a 3.5. It's above average, but it's bordering on above average to being great, or good, I should say. What about you?
I'll give it a 3.5 as well.
Yeah, this is by far, between episode 87 and last week when we did episode 86, this is by far the best episode out of these 10. Had the most fun with this one. So, we are going to take a quick break and come back with the closing of the show after this.
As director of the Mobius Mint, it gives me great pleasure to present to you the very first Sonic the Hedgehog 12 Mobium bill. You're our hero, Sonic!
Yeah! Yeah! Way past cool!
Yeah! Ooh, I hate that hedgehog! Not only does Sonic mess up all my plans to take over Mobius, but now they're putting his ugly mug on the money! I'll make it so that every Mobius bill will have my dazzlingly cruel face on it. Super Special Sonic Search and Smash Squad, fall in! I want that meddling hedgehog out of my hair for a couple of hours. I don't want him foiling this wickedly inspired plan.
Yes, Your Vileness!
Right away! And phone me the second you've done it. Then my assault on the Mobius Mint can begin.
Dacian, the superhero webcomic. Dacian's got superhero antics and sexy girls. For action, comedy, mayhem, and more, read it now at Dacian.com. DASIEN.com.
So we are back here on Pixels in the Animation, and that's going to do it for us for this week. We've got so much going on, tons of stuff, and we will catch you guys in a, you know, as these episodes go on. I think they're getting better. I hope they're getting better.
Well, they're good. It's getting toward the end, so yes, it's getting better.
Of course you'd make that joke. Yeah. Next week in episode 88, we have Attack of the Pinball Fortress. We have Mass Transit Trouble. Coach Nick. Oh, no. All I can think of is Craig T. Nelson showing up. The Untouchable Sonic and Super Robotnik. Super Robotnik, does that mean he's going to have a pendant and he's going to grow a raccoon tail?
No.
Okay. You can find the podcast on GeekCastRadio.com, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all that good stuff. If you're going to the website, please leave us comments on each of the episode posts and all of our other podcasts that we do over there at GeekCastRadio.com. You can find us on Twitter. I am at TF2NMike. You can also follow the network stuff at GeekCastRadio. What is your Twitter?
P. Lynn Bailey.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com/GeekCastRadioNetwork. You can also search out TV's Mr. Neil over there. And obviously check out his website, Dacian.com, for all his webcomic goodness as well. For now, I am TF2NMike with
TV's Mr. Neil.
Thank you for listening, and when you will help us find the pixels in the animation. There was one episode where he's punching keys into Robotnik is punching keys into his computer, and the keys are making Captain N sound effects.
Oh, that's right. I remember that, and I don't know what episode that was.
Oh, that's gonna drive me nuts. Because I thought I wrote it down, but it doesn't look like I did.
I think it even made a Mario sound effect.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. And my ears perked up, and I didn't think to write it down.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep.